Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda, and you're listening to the Qalam Podcast. Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the stories of the prophets are a source of great strength and comfort for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, it's important for all of us to learn and reflect on these stories and derive the lessons, the strength, and spirituality from the stories of these great and noble prophets that Allah has given to us in the Quran. Therefore, I'm very pleased to share with you the series that I delivered in the Qalam Masjid, on the Qalam campus, all throughout the month of Ramadan 2024, corresponding to 1445 after Hijrah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a means of benefit for all of us. Please enjoy the series.
Bismillah walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. So continuing with our series here in the month of Ramadan, the stories of the prophets from the Quran. Today we're going to continue talking about Ibrahim alayhi salam. And obviously we've been talking about Ibrahim alayhi salam for the last couple of nights. And that's understandably so. Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. He is the friend of Allah. And he is known as the fountainhead of prophethood, nubuwa, risala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَنَا دَعْوَةُ أَبِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ. I am the answering of the dua, the supplication of my forefather Ibrahim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all of us in the Quran, مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمَ, that this religion is the completion and the fulfillment of the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So understandably so, because of the position of Ibrahim alayhi salam and how central he is to all the mission, the missions of all the different prophets and messengers of Allah, that Ibrahim alayhi salam plays a very important central role when we explore the different lessons and the wisdoms that are found in the stories of all the prophets in the Quran. The theme for tonight and the lesson that we're going to derive tonight from Ibrahim alayhi salam is faith. To believe, to have faith, to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of everything at the end of the day. And that everything is in the hands of Allah, everything is controlled by Allah, and I need to do my job, I need to play my role, I need to do what I was entrusted with and the responsibility I was given, and I can leave everything else to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can have total, absolute faith and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this particular theme and lesson of the faith of Ibrahim alayhi salam, this is really powerfully captured in a couple of different places, especially when you piece them together. It's really powerful what we unlock. First and foremost, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in ayah number 260 of Surah Al-Baqarah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala engaged Ibrahim alayhi salam in an exercise of seeing that faith and what having faith in Allah looks like and the power and the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tells us, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. When Ibrahim alayhi salam said, my Lord, show me what it looks like when you revive the dead. قَالَ أَوْلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, knowing, but teaching us a lesson through this exchange. Allah said, do you not believe? He said, بَلَا, of course I believe, my Lord. وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي. But my heart will find great joy and contentment and satisfaction in seeing your power and majesty unfold. قَالَ فَخُذْ أَرْبَعَةً مِنَ الطَّيْرِ. Allah said, okay, go and take four birds. فَصُرْهُنَّ إِلَيْكَ. And then basically cut the birds up into pieces. All right? In case somebody's wondering, this is a scary story. It has a happy ending, okay? So cut the birds up into little pieces. ثُمَّ جَعَلَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ جَبَلٍ مِّنْهُنَّ جُزْءًا. Then Ibrahim alayhi salam was surrounded by hills and mountains. And Allah said, go and place the bits and the pieces of these birds on the different mountains, mix them up and scatter them about. ثُمَّ دُعُوهُنَّ Then call them in the name of Allah, by the permission of Allah, by the power of Allah. Call them. Bismillah bi-idhni Allah. يَأْتِينَكَ سَعْيًا And they will come to you quickly, miraculously, unexpectedly, amazingly. And that's exactly what transpired, that Ibrahim alayhi salam called them, and the narration in the tafsir of Imam al-Qurtubi rahimahullahu ta'ala illustrates, demonstrates it, details it out, that all the bits and pieces of the birds kind of like flew into the sky and started to sort themselves out, and the bodies of the birds started to reform miraculously in front of his eyes. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam had held on to the heads of the birds. And then the body of each particular bird came towards Ibrahim alayhi salam to retrieve its head by the command of Allah, by the power of Allah. And Ibrahim alayhi salam to just again relish in this moment of witnessing the power of Allah. He put forward the wrong head, the head that did not belong to that particular bird's body. And the body backs away from him. Then he puts the right head forward and the bird comes forward. The head joins the body, becomes miraculously reformed, brought back to life, and then flies away. And in this way, all four of the birds come back to life. And this was that exercise in witnessing the power of Allah. And there's a very fascinating exchange that is related by Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullahu ta'ala in Kitab al-Tafsir, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, نَحْنُ أَحَقُّ بِشَكِّ مِنْ إِبْرَاهِيمِ That we would even like and enjoy seeing this miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than Ibrahim alayhi salam. There's another narration that is really beautiful, that Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, the great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the fountainhead of the knowledge of the tafsir of the Quran for this ummah, he met with Abdullah bin Amr bin al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, another great knowledgeable devoted companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They met one another. So Ibn Abbas said to Abdullah bin Amr bin al-As, they were very similar in age, both students of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and teachers of the next generation. So you're seeing, we're observing this conversation between two of the giants of their time, of this ummah. So Abdullah bin Abbas says to Abdullah bin Amr bin al-As, أَيُّ آيَةٍ فِي الْقُرْآنِ أَرْجَى عِنْدَكَ Which verse of the Quran invokes the most hope within your heart? Hope in the power of Allah. Which inspires the most faith in your heart? فَقَالَ عَبْدُلَّهِ بِنْ عَمَرِ He says, the verse of the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقَنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, O my servants who have sinned, who have wronged against their souls, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. Allah can forgive all of the sins of a person. إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. He is all forgiving and most merciful. قال ابن عباس. Ibn Abbas responds to him. He says, that's very good. لكن أنا أقول. He says, however, my response to that same question would be the verse 260 from Surah Al-Baqarah, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that when Ibrahim asked his Lord, I want to witness how you will bring the dead back to life. He said that verse invokes and inspires the most faith in my heart, because it shows you how nothing is outside of the power of Allah, the majesty of Allah, the magnificence of God. And so Ibrahim alayhi salam has this remarkable exercise. And this exercise becomes very important. Why? Because down the road in his life, also in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah tells us, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِي حَجَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ فِي رَبِّهِ أَنْ أَتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكِ That Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he faces the tyrant of his time, Namrud, right? The word Nimrod in the English language, it's used as an insult. That's why it's used as an insult. Because that was his name, and he was a fool. فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ. So when Ibrahim alayhi salam faces off against this tyrant, and he says, I am the Lord, I am God, Ibrahim alayhi salam says, لا, absolutely not. رَبِّيَ الَّذِي يُحِي وَيُمِيتَ. My Lord is the one, Allah is the one, God is the one who gives life and death. So this fool, he brings one person off the street, just innocent bystander, and executes him. And he summons another person who was on death row, sentenced to death, and he releases him. And he says, look, I just gave life and death. Foolish man. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam says, يَأْتِي بِالشَّمْسِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ فَأْتِي بِهَا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ. He says, my Lord is the one who brings the sun up from the east every morning, so you bring it from the west. فَبُهِتَ الَّذِيكَ. And he became silenced and dumbfounded. Ibrahim alayhi salam had that faith where he stood up to this tyrant and put him in his place and made him look foolish. And this faith again manifested in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, where when Ibrahim alayhi salam was frustrated with his people, his own father, his people, worshipping idols, مَا هَذِهِ التَّمَاثِيلُ الَّتِي أَنْتُمْ لَهَا عَكِفُونَ. Why do you worship statues? That makes no sense. أَفَتَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَعُكُمْ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَضُرُّكُمْ أُفٍّ لَكُمْ وَلِمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. You worship something that cannot harm you or benefit you in the least bit? How sad, how pathetic is that? What's wrong with you people? Don't you think? Don't you use the intellect that God gave you? That doesn't make any sense. And so Ibrahim alayhi salam decided to teach them a lesson the hard way. When they wouldn't listen, when they went out for a festival, Ibrahim alayhi salam smashed all their idols and left the big one. إِلَّا كَبِيرًا لَهُمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ يَرْجِعُونَ. When they came back and they saw this, and they summoned Ibrahim, because they said that young man always talks against our idols. يُقَالُ لَهُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. And they asked him, did you do this to our gods? What a foolish question. And Ibrahim alayhi salam says, بَلْ فَعَلَهُ كَبِيرُهُمْ. Survey the situation. They're all destroyed. The big guy's still standing there. The axe is hanging around his neck. Why don't you ask him? And then they had no response. They were flabbergasted, dumbfounded. So then they resorted to violence. We need to silence him. He's made us look foolish. So then they built this huge fire. حَرِّقُوهُ. In the support of their false gods, they built this huge fire. It's this enormous fire, gets out of control. It's like a forest fire. They can't even get near it. And then they said, we're going to put Ibrahim in that fire. And they can't get near enough to put him in the fire. So they construct a catapult. They tie him up and they launch him into the fire. Faith. Faith. Ibrahim alayhi salam is not concerned in the least bit. Allahumma, anta al-ilahu fi as-sama wa ana 'abduka fi al-ard. He says, oh Allah, you are the Lord, only one worthy of worship in the heavens. And I am your servant on this earth, worshipping you. Help me. And then they launch him into the air. And as Ibrahim alayhi salam is flying through the air, and Jibreel alayhi salam comes to him, again, to teach that lesson in that moment. He says, I have permission to be here. Alaka haja, can I do anything for you? And Ibrahim alayhi salam knows the lesson, but he intends to teach us the lesson. And he says, amma ilayka fala. You, I don't need anything from you. Amma ilallahi fana'am. Allah is what I need. And then he spoke those words that are immortalized in the Quran. حَسْبِي اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. Allah is all I need. Allah is sufficient for me. And He is the best of caretakers. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again gives us a reason to believe, inspires faith. There are so many ways Allah could have saved Ibrahim alayhi salam. The water could have fell from the sky and extinguished the fire. Allah could have sent the wind to carry Ibrahim alayhi salam to safety. Allah could send a giant bird or some creation to swoop down and pick up Ibrahim and carry him to safety. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us, it is Allah that we believe in. We don't even believe in the fire's ability to burn. We believe that it is the command of Allah upon the fire that burns. قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ O fire, become cool and safe upon my Ibrahim. And Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu tells us, when Ibrahim alayhi salam lands in the fire, it does not harm a hair on his head. Even the ropes that were tied to his hands and his feet, the ropes burned away because they were causing trouble to Ibrahim. The ropes burned away without burning a single spot on his hands or his feet. That is the faith of Ibrahim, the belief that Ibrahim alayhi salam had, the conviction that he possessed. And that is why Allah tells us this story in the Quran. Why Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says, that is the most powerful verse in the whole Quran to me. وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ Know for a fact that Allah is almighty and Allah is all wise. And always keep your faith and your belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no matter what's going on in our personal lives, what is distressing us, what is troubling us, no matter what is going on in the world that is a source of pain and tragedy for the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like the massacre of our brothers and sisters in Gaza, and all throughout the world, we never lose hope. We always have faith. We always believe. Because this is our Rabb. This is who we believe in. The Rabb, the Lord, that came to Ibrahim's rescue is always there for all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to practice everything that we've said and heard. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.